Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Our next guest is an entrepreneur who trains homeless people to become baristas and sells fully recyclable toilet paper. His new book, called Obsolete, calls on entrepreneurs to use their know-how for good causes and to give back. But sometimes it's difficult to square the circle of making a profit and always doing the best thing for the environment and society. Chris Baker, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
We'll come to Obsolete in a moment. Chris, tell us about your toilet paper business.
Yeah, so between myself and the other founders, we've got 8 young kids, and we were getting increasingly concerned about climate change and, you know, what the world's going to look like in 20 years when they reach adulthood. And we wanted to do something about it. So we, obviously launched a toilet roll business. One thing we discovered is 1 million trees are cut down every day to make toilet roll, which is close to madness at a time when we need, you know, toilet roll more than ever to, or sorry, need trees more than ever to fight climate change and capture carbon, right? So we created a product that is 100% recycled, UK made and plastic free. And we plant trees with every sale. And in a little over 4 years, we planted 1.5 million trees just from switching how people wipe their bums, basically.
Well, you're so modest. You didn't even mention the brand. Serious Tissues, is that what it's called?
I should, yeah. So the world has serious issues. We created Serious Tissues. Oh. It took us a while, that one.
And do you have it now in the supermarkets? Can people buy it?
So over here, we're in Ocado, in the UK, in Ocado. We're selling into a lot of businesses through, big corporates like AXA and Zurich, and starting to do more and more in Ireland, actually, through...
Sell directly to the company so that their employees can benefit from it. Is that it?
Absolutely. So obviously, people changing their behaviour and the brands they buy is great, but big companies obviously buy a lot of toilet roll, they buy a lot of coffee. If they can switch what they're buying to, you know, products that make a positive impact on the world, they can make a really big difference.
And talk about making a positive impact on the world. You train homeless people to kind of get into retail.
We do. So, Change Please is the brand. I'll start with that.
Before you forget.
Exactly. Yeah. So the idea came, it's coming up to 10 years ago now. We, myself and Jamal, the guy who's the CEO who really drives it, we sat in a coffee shop in Covent Garden, saw a homeless guy sat out the front and people just walking straight in, you know, pretending they had no change, looking at their phone and then spending £3 on a skinny latte. And we thought, actually, there's something broken in this journey. And we started, you know, training people that are experiencing homelessness to be baristas, and they get a skill, they get confidence, they get that social interaction. They obviously get an income. And we help them with housing. And, you know, coming up to 10 years now, or nine, I think it's 9 years next week. Change Please is available in 22 countries. It's got about 300 corporate partners, selling into Google, David Lloyd, WeWork in Dublin, and some of the other tech companies out there. So, you know, by changing the coffee people buy, we're having a really big impact on the problem of homelessness.
Well, that's wonderful. Really is wonderful to get people a kind of a restart in life is a wonderful opportunity. Talk to me about the book, Obsolete, How Change Brands Are Changing the World.
Yeah, so I think with both these businesses, we thought to ourselves, okay, it feels like we're onto something here. Change Please has had massive success in terms of getting big businesses on board. Serious Tissues has got north of 10,000 subscribers and it's growing quickly. And people are increasingly looking to make a bit of a difference with how they spend their money. And I looked at the numbers behind consumer spend in big economies. And it's generally somewhere between 60 and 70% of the economy of GDP. If you look at that globally, it's forecast to hit around 77 trillion in a couple of years' time. And if you look at that and when you go, okay, if we could move 1% of that spend to brands and businesses that are making a positive impact on the world, that would be $700 billion every year moving to those companies. And it's already, it's a substantial number that if that could move, that could...
And what does that mean? People buy ethically? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So look, it's not buying from charities. All of these companies that I'm talking about in the book are businesses first and foremost. They're setting out to build successful business models, but also ones that have positive impact baked into them. So it could be a refillable deodorant brand like Wild. It could be a plastic-free cleaning company like Small. It could be a chocolate business like Tony's Chocolate Only, who are tackling slavery in the supply chain. There's so many different examples of companies that have baked a positive impact into their business model. If you can change to companies that are doing that, you can make a big difference.
The problem is most consumers, I suspect, will judge the price rather than the ethical aspect when it comes to picking something off a shelf.
Of course they will, especially in the current climate, right? But I think it doesn't have to be every single time you buy something. So for instance, you take Change Please, a coffee you'd buy from one of our coffee shops or in a corporate office is exactly the same as you'd spend going into a Starbucks. You know, you're still paying £3.50, €4, that kind of thing for your coffee. So it doesn't, if the option is there, the switch is a really easy one because it's really liquid. In supermarkets over here, we're about 20 pence more than Andrex. So it's not a big consideration. Some of these brands are a little bit more money, but not crazily more. And you don't need, thinking about the numbers at play, you don't need every single person every single time to make a change. But if there's a time when you can afford to buy a Tony's Chocolate Only instead of a Cadbury's, for instance, it quickly adds up. And, people who can afford it, businesses in particular, if businesses can get behind companies like this, it allows us to reach scale. And then the price comes down for everybody else because you hit those economies of scale.
Well, Chris, we wish you the best of luck in your future endeavours. That is Chris Baker, the founder of Serious Tissues, but also the author of the book, Obsolete, How Change Brands Are Changing the World. That's it for now. Don't forget, you can hear all our items on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.